let me just remind you, this is Pei Vav Amud Aleph. We're going to do the Tosos Sheves Gadol LeEved and the Tosos Rav Amar Yinasana Kol LeRav.
No stories about the negation.
Okay, so Pei Vav Amud Aleph, it says, Itmar, Hakoteh Yad Eved Ivri Shel Chavero. So now you've
chopped off
the hand of your friend's Eved Ivri. Abaye Amar Nosen Lo Sheves Gadol LeEved. So you pay out the Eved for the Nezek, the loss of the hand. V'Sheves Ketana LeRav. So we started the Tosfos, we read the Tosfos, but we were going to try to understand it tonight. Sheves Gadol LeEved. So when Abaye says Sheves Gadol LeEved, so Tosfos says, Kidei Shiyatza Mi Beis Rabo B'Yado Shlema. V'Sheves Ketana LeRav. So this guy gets, you know, comes out even as far as the loss of the hand goes. Sheves Katana LeRav. So now Sheves Katana here means Shomer Keshuin, right? So Tosa says, Afal Pi Shemafsid HaRav. Now really the Rav is sort of losing out. Sheimlo Nikta Yado Oraglo Hayadoli Dovla V'Azal B'Shlichuse. So this guy used to have a more formidable type of employment as he was able to do more sophisticated tasks. Now he's Ein Yachol Ki'im Lishmur Keshuin, Tosa says, O Pesach. So he says that really, the Rav, when he bought this guy, was buying a guy that could do a lot of stuff, and now for the rest of the 7 years, he's going to be a doorman or a Shomer Keshuin. So the Rav really loses. Now the Eved gets his hand, gets paid for his hand, so he comes out basically even. But the guy who buys the Eved Ivri, the guy who invests in him, he's getting a Shomer Keshuin, essentially, and he's getting Sheves for Shomer Keshuin price instead of Sheves for the price of what this guy used to do. So Tosa says, really, this guy's lost out, and he doesn't get that. You know, he doesn't get any piece of the nezek, right? He doesn't get any piece of the nezek. All he gets is Sheva Shomer Keshuin. In a regular case, you get, if you're the recipient, if you're the nichbal, if you're the recipient of the assault, you know, you come out, you mix Sheves and nezek, you're getting enough between the two of those things that you're pretty much paid out for the future. But when you disentangle them, when you separate Sheves and Nezek, Sheves on its own, as Shomer Keshuin, is not such a good deal, because now this guy is not going to, he's only going to work as a Shomer Keshuin. He's not going to do what he did before. And so this guy's losing, and he doesn't have anything but Sheves, Shomer Keshuin. So how do we understand the we're back to the issue of Luxemidus Adin, right? That this is not fair. So then Tosa says, Chashvinan lehashta kamo chala. We could sort of consider this as if the Eved took sick. The Amar Bepere Kamada Kedushin Dain Chayav Lahashlam the Nistachba Sedehu. So we don't force someone to pay for what's essentially kind of like bad luck. Like you invest in a field and then, you know, I think a flood happens, right, and destroys the field. Like, can't say, like, listen, I don't like this deal anymore. Well, that's sort of like bad luck. So here it's like the Eved, it's kind of as if he, yeah, Nikta Yeda, we consider as if he kind of got sick. And, like, he can't work at what he used to. That's, you know, you bought him, and this is what happened. So Tosfos says, "V'afal gav dechala arbashanim chayav lashlam." Even though, if you take that analogy to its logical extreme, so if an eved were actually sick for more than for rove of the time that he signed up to be an eved, then he'd have to pay back. Like you wouldn't just say, "Well, too bad, it's bad luck." So that doesn't really help you here, even if this happened after the first day and you have 7 years with a guy who's Shomer Keshuin. He says, Hasam Einosa Shum Malacha, where the case of where Nistach Masadehu, or where he's sick, the case where the Eved takes sick, that's where he can't do anything at all. Avahacha Yachol Ishmur Keshuin O Pesach. Here he can do something. He just couldn't do what you wanted him to do. But it's sort of, those are the breaks.
That's the case again. Is this still a case where somebody chopped his hand off?
Yes. But he can be a Shomer Keshuin. He can still work as a job without a hand. But you bought him, when you bought him to do your, like,
so
a show of mine.
Why is it different when if I chop the leg off your cow?
Well, a cow, there's no. Well, a cow, there's a question about Sheves. That's sort of a machlokes
Shem. Why is it not?
Well, here because in the case of in the case of
guys properly.
Yeah, but it's hachovo chavero. It's chamisha dvarim. So nezek is wrapped up. This is eved ivri is not your property. An eved ivri is not your property.
Not because you're your property.
No, eved kanani. You don't. You're not calling as good. This is a regular dude. This is an eved ivri. He sells himself. He goes. He indentures himself. You don't like own his goof. The nezek goes to the eved. I mean, he's still his own.
Oh, so the master, the baal, doesn't get anything in this case?
He gets sheves katana. He gets sheves. That's sort of Tosus's gripe. That all he gets is he gets a guy that can only be a shomer kishuin for the rest of the time that he's working for him.
In other words, let's say he offered to pay off. I'll pay your debts and just come work for me as my eved.
However, evidently works.
Like that.
He says, "You yes, okay."
So now he's out all that money because he thought he was getting a full-bodied.
He thought he was getting a guy who was going to be a show of mime. And it's the case Tosus has. You basically have some operation where you need a show of mime, very valuable to you. This guy can do that. You make this arrangement with him where he agrees he's going to be your show of mime or your shliach. That's the other thing. And then he has this injury. So now he's going to work for you. But he's going to work for you in some capacity that he's able to work for you, which is not what you hired him for. So you're going to get Sheves for the week that he can't work, which is Sheves, Shomer Keshuin, not so great for you. And then you're going to basically take the loss on the rest of the time that he's working for you where he's just a Shomer Keshuin. You don't get a piece of his Nezek. Meaning, what Tosus is saying is you would think that you could get a piece of his Nezek because you're losing, he's getting paid out for his hand for all the things he's going to be, you know, that he can't do anymore, you know, because of the Eved Nimkar B'Shuk type of thing, and you're not getting any piece of that, even though you're losing all that work. Right? So then Tosus says, well, these are the breaks. You know, he can do some malacha. If he couldn't do any malacha, you'd have a taina. He could do some malacha, so that's it. So the question...
How close is the, terms of just financially, how close do you think the show of my...
And the Shomer Keshuin?
Like half,
you know, I think I saw someone mention that. It's not clear to me whether this was like a drastic difference or not. I think someone mentioned this isn't so huge, and then but I wasn't so convinced.
The way Tosfos is answering, it sounds like it's not such a big
deal. No, it is a big deal. He's saying
like,
no, he's saying Mafsid Harav, he says. He's Mafsid. He doesn't say Laksa here, but he's...
Answer.
He's
saying, listen, he's kind of...
He's just... No. He just says, Yachol Lishmor Keshuin HaPesach. He says, over there, he can't do Shem Malacha. He considers this Shem Malacha. Shomer Keshuin is Shem Malacha. It's a Mashkiach job.
I understand that, but all in all, he's saying this, he's still using that as an answer. He's saying, listen...
I know, but what is the answer? And the answer is not...
The question.
The question is, that what is the predicate of Tosus's original... The assumption that Tosus was making is that the master has a right to something more. The answer is that he does not. So what we have to understand is what are the two positions in Tosfos in terms of understanding what rights the Baal has, the Rav has to the Eved Ivri in terms of being able to taina, listen, I'm losing money versus you can't taina anything, this guy's still working for you.
With you in this question, he seems to be saying
you have a right here that's being neglected. His answer is no, you don't.
An injustice here, you know. Why should I, you know?
Justice is probably the wrong word. There's a hefsid. In the Havmina, there's a hefsid. In the question, there's a hefsid. In the Maskana, there's no hefsid. It's legit. You got a guy that's doing malacha.
No, but what I'm trying to, or I'm not sure I'm seeing eye to eye.
It's not that there's no hefsid in Maskana, it's just that we don't really consider that a hefsid or that...
However you want to work it out.
We don't consider that your rightful hefsid.
Okay. Well, some version of you don't have a time.
It's like you're trying to buy a thoroughbred and it turns out you have a plow horse. I mean, that's...
You bought a thoroughbred and the thing turned out, you know, then it was devalued and that guy got paid. See, the problem is the Eved Ivri got paid here.
Well,
So I'm just saying that it's not like he just took sick. Their money changed hands to compensate him for this loss. Now, usually, if you remember, we usually commingled Nezek and Shevis a little bit, such that Nezek paid forward a lot that could be included in Shevis, right? That was the answer to Luxamidas Adin. Kvar nosen lo dume yado. Like, don't worry that you're getting paid as a Shem Makshuin. We gave you dume yado and Nezek. So you don't have to worry about all the jobs you're not going to be able to do in the future. You're basically paid that Nezek. Here, they're separated. So the Rav really doesn't get much here. And the Havmin is, he deserves something. The Maskana is, he does not. So
the Baal.
Yes, the Baal, the Rav. So then I don't want to beleaguer the Tosfos too much. I think we read this Tosfos last time. We just didn't have...
Yeah.
We didn't...
You said something.
I don't think I answered it. Okay. So, I mean... Huh?
You like pulled off for a second?
All right. All right, so I was just thinking that to be very formulaic about it, there's a very clear distinction in terms of how you could understand the original kinyan of the Eved Ivri. When you're Kona the Eved Ivri, there's a kinyan that goes on, but I imagine that it's clear this is not a kinyan goof. But on some level, you're being Kona the malacha of the person when you invest in an Eved Ivri. You don't Kona's goof, but you're Kona's malacha. Now, you can have different abstract formulations of what that Kona kinyan is actually on. The assumption in the question was that the kinyan, when you're kona the malacha of the individual in the Eved Ivri, you're actually kona the quality. You're kona the you're not just kona work. You're kona the identity of the work that the person does. So I'm not just kona your malacha. I'm kona your Nukiv Margolios. I'm kona your Shoev Mayim. I'm Kona, a not just your time, I'm actually making a kinyan in the identity of your vocation. You know what I mean? I bought myself a doctor. I bought myself a whatever. So there's actually a kinyan in the nature of the malacha. There's not just a kinyan in your malacha. There's a kinyan in the nature of your malacha. So if I'm actually, when I do a kinyan, when I'm Kona Neved Ivri, if I'm actually Kona, that abstract quality of the malacha, then I'm being shortchanged when you can no longer do that stuff. Because that actually was what my kinyan... Then I have a tain at least. I'm masid. Now, whether that is legitimate or not, but at least I can say that what I was Kona is no longer, you're not delivering on that. Now, okay, it was the result of a whatever happened, but at least the kinyan was there. I think that the maskana of the, I think that Tosfos' answer is that in effect, because this person is, he doesn't just say that, well, it's just bad luck. What he ends up saying is that over here, this person can still be to differentiate it from a case of Ein Osa Shem Malacha, over here, Yachal Lishmor Kishuan Opesach. So over here, the answer is, he's still quite capable of Malacha. And I think what's implicit is that the Kinyan is not as much as you were, that you got a good deal, the Kinyan wasn't really on the quality of the work. The Kinyan was on the effort. So when you're Kona Neved Ivri, according to the assumption of the answer, I think, you're not so much Kona the type of laborer or the type of labor in the malacha of the person that you invest in. You're just Kona the effort. So I'm Kona your work effort. Whatever work effort you have, I get for 7 years. Now, when I bought you, when I invested in you, your work effort was going to be the show of Mayim, and that was a great deal for me because that's what I needed, and that had a certain value for me. That's what you did. So your effort was more valuable than it's going to be now. But in the answer, I never own anything more than your effort. So whatever your effort happens to be, at the time that I bought you, your effort was worth more, but all I was buying was your effort. So the answer, Tosfos' answer is that's it. You only own the effort of the Eved Ivri. His effort now is Shomer Pesach, Shomer Kishuin. Wow. A Show of Mayim certainly has more value, Eved Nimkar B'Shuk, than a Shomer Kishuin. It doesn't mean when you're Kona him, you're actually Kona you're actually Kona a Show of Mayim. You're just Kona a guy that happens to do that.
Too, when that
that's the very essence
yep,
of the price.
But that has to do with the, that has to do with the market value. That doesn't mean that's what your Kenyan is on. I can urge, I'm Kona, you know, when you're, there's a lot of things like that.
Yeah. That
why? That's a pretty simple svara, because what it's saying is that it's actually a harder svara to say the question, to think that you're actually Kona and of some sort of vocational identity, like you're Kona.
Well, that's what we transacted on.
I know, but that has to do with value. That does not have to do with Kenyan. It's one thing to say this is what the guy's worth. He's worth that because that's what he does for a living. It's another thing to say that you own that thing. You own the guy, or you own his work. His work is worth a lot because this is what he does. If he can't do it anymore, listen, you still own his work. He just can't do that work anymore. It's different to say you're Kona that work that he does. That's a very abstract thing. You're going to say you're Kona, his show of Mayimness, is a lot different than saying you're Kona, his effort, which happens to be show of Mayim, which is very valuable.
Right.
That makes it more valuable.
And the other can't go against the Nizak and say
no.
The difference because that's corrupt.
No, because yeah, they, he has no taina for from the chovah has a chiyuv to the nichva.
It's like you're damaging essentially. I have a machine that produces X Y Z. Damage a machine, I can't produce X Y Z.
Well, what's interesting here is he's paying. What's interesting, just to tell you, I mean, this sort of this a little bit is this. We'll deal with this more in the next Tosfos, but you're paying the Rav, you're paying him directly. The Chovel is paying him directly. He's not paying him through the Evet. So he actually is paying the Rav directly, which means the Rav really has a right, according to Abai, to that money, not just Betoris Chavola, because he's not a Nichbal.
Who's paying? Why are you saying what?
The Chovel pays the Rav the Sheves Katana. The Evet, he pays the Nezek. So the Rav is actually getting money directly from the Chovel.
Right.
You know, so clearly this isn't just a matter that, and we'll get it a little bit more, that the Adon is not a Nichbal. So to sit, how he has a right to the money is interesting anyway. Because if it were true that really this is a matter of the Sheves that the Eved gets goes to the Rav, you'd have to pay the Eved first and he'd give it to the Rav. The Rav gets it directly according to Abai.
The money that he's getting, the money that the slave owner is getting from the mazik, right? So that's for the only. I mean, if you cut off his, what is he getting exactly? Because in other words, the shomer kishuv.
Sheves. He's just getting sheves for the week.
Saying, so for
shevet shomer kishuv.
It's really only a very small amount because it's
yeah.
To Tosfos' point, I'm kind
yeah.
of like it's really nothing because it's a. Degradation of quality.
Yes.
Of Evid,
there's just nothing else to pay.
Time,
yes. Right? Unfortunately, there's nothing else. There's nothing else he can really. That's all that's paid out. That's all he has. I mean, what's interesting is you don't say that he gets. In other words, in a case of in the case that we did of Hadkei ben Druna, where they extrapolated from Hadkei ben Druna, if you remember, to a Darba Chatzar Chavero. The Nemuki Yosef, where if you were Sugar Delis of a guy's hotel, remember that one? And it was Zeh Lo Nena V'Zeh Chasser. Remember that? So there was that one Shita, the Ramah, who held
that. Actually damaged
the. Yeah. But you actually Chayev because of Sheves.
Yeah.
Now, so over here, your question is why don't you pay the Rav for the whole time and say, listen, you have to pay him out. For Shomer Kishuin, you have to pay him out. Well, because this guy now is going to be a Shomer Kishuin for the rest of the time. You pay him up until he can work. And once he starts working, that's just what you own.
Right.
So the Sheves covers the time that he's not working, and then his work covers the rest. He's working, that's it. You're not considered a Mafsid.
So what are you asking or answering?
No, I'm just saying your question was sort of, what does this guy do with the rest of the time that he's losing? Well, according to what I'm saying, Tosfos' answer is you're not losing because you own his effort and you got it. He's working.
Right.
You're not losing. What you bought, what you were Kona, is the effort, which you get. And when he's not working, you get Sheves.
I have different words for it. I have the moral wheel and deal words.
Okay.
For the actual versus capacity words.
For the working?
Yeah, I'm saying you're Dami and Muskan, those the words.
The question and answer?
Yeah.
Oh, instead of Kenyan.
I'm saying if you want to make this super formulaic,
to say
you say actual versus potential.
Well, but in terms of but how would you
Maskana, like what you're what you think your kona your originally what you entitled to is what the guy actually is, his vocational identity.
Oh.
And then really no, it's just what his capacity to work.
I know, but that's you're not kona, but that's hard because then you're saying a Kenyan when you say your kona is something with potential, like that's like
abstract.
Very it's not just abstract, it's just it's like vapor. Like at least here you're talking about being kona his work.
And he's just a worker.
I know, but I think it's cleaner to talk about effort versus vocation. You know what I mean? And the answer, it's not that you're kona potential. You're actually kona his service, his effort. I can't force you to be anything. I can just say that to the degree that you work for me. That's sort of the answer. And that's all I really have a right to.
But then this is a question whether we were holding the Evid and Evid maintained vocational identity or not.
No, because we're saying we're it's a question of whether when you're kona him, are you... Because clearly the value, like Guy was saying, is driven by what he does for a living. So you're paying for that kind of no matter what. The question is, when you pay for it, are you in fact kona it, or are you really only kona his effort and you just have to hope that he remains able to do the job that you bought him to do? You know, that's kind of the question. In other words, the market value is for a Nuke of Margolius or a Show of Mayim. That is what you paid for. The question is that actually, do you actually make a Kenyan on that? If I sold myself as an Eved Ivri, is someone being kona a psychiatrist? Or are they just kona Jeremy that's going to come and give a full 5.5 hours a day of work? You know?
That's a lot for you.
Let's read the total. So what's the sheet of Rava? So Rava argues on Abaye here, sort of across the board. So Varava Amar, Eino Nosen Lo El Deme Shivtu. Oh, I read the wrong Rava. Rava Amar Hakoyin Nosen Le Eved. So he says, okay, you don't give Nezek to the Eved and Sheves to the Adon. You don't do that. You give everything to the Eved, meaning Nezek and Sheves. All the money goes to the Eved via lokach ben karka, and then of course the Eved doesn't just like pocket the money because the Rav is going to has to get something out of this. We're going to see. So therefore, you take the money that is going to belong to the Eved, and then you invest it in karka, and now he grows some fruit. Varav ochel peros, and now the Rav gets to eat peros. I think the simplest way to learn is like the Rimi Luniel, who says that the Rav eats Peros against the Nezek and the Sheves. Okay? So the Rav doesn't get anything, according to Rava, the Rav doesn't get any money directly. The Eved gets everything. But the Rav gets a schus in all the stuff that the Eved collects while he's an Eved. So the way they work this out is that he buys karka, grows some trees, and the Rav is ochel Peros. Oh, you mean like the seven-year problem of how you know that the fruit's going to grow and all that?
I'm just saying, by definition, if you're buying a piece of land, it's going to take you time.
Oh, yeah, I don't know the answer to that. Let's make it simple and say that like this thing came with like pretty good fruit trees or something.
And you're paying a lot for that land, is the point.
I don't know. But let's try to like...
Pretend like the facts are...
Well, I mean,
set up in a way where this thing would work, because it doesn't make any sense.
You like to plan karka? I mean, the point is that he doesn't get much. The point is, let's say it like this, that he doesn't have to get much. All that you have to do is you right. No, you're not trying to, because otherwise he'd be a tashlumen. The point is, he has to have some schus in the tashlumen that goes to the Eved. That's what I think this is doing. Huh?
It's a consolation prize.
He gets a taste of the action, as they say. But it's not like this is a tashlumen and no one is pretending it is. Although, there's a sheet that I saw. I can't remember who says this. I want to say that Tosfos Arit. I don't remember who says this. Somebody says that really if the deal on karka where you get a schus in all the fruit from all the land that from Nezek and Sheves could buy over 7 years is probably better than Sheves Katana. So in other words... There are shittas that hold that Rava, you still do better in Rava's shita than you do in Abaye's shita.
Right, because Shavas Katana is only the difference of that
week. It's that week from Shomer Kishuin.
Right.
So, okay. Anyway, but the question is, according to this shita, at least, and Rava's going to change the girsa, this is This is, I think, the girsa of the riff that goes like this, I believe. The Tosfos is going to change the girsa. According to this girsa, the machlokas and Abaye and Rava is who the money goes to. So according to Abaye, the Rav gets the Adon gets the Sheves, and according to Rava, the Eved gets the Sheves. Right? And okay, the Rav is El Kuperos, and that may be related. I'm sort of explaining that as related to an issue of the Rav having the Adon having a Schus in the Tashlumen. You could ask, according to Abaye, why doesn't why isn't the Rav Ochel Peros in that case from the Nezek, if what I'm saying is true, I don't know the answer to that. Why couldn't you just ask that? Okay, the Rav gets Shevis, why doesn't he, is there a separate Machlokas Abaye and Rava, why doesn't the Adon get a Schus in the Peros of the Nezek according to Abaye?
Well, you said it's the guy's not Kohen is good.
I know, but I'm saying... Yeah, but I'm saying that the whole point over here is it has nothing to do with, it has nothing to do with hefsed. It has to do with just a schus in terms of the eved. It's like income tax. You know what I mean? Like, it doesn't matter where you got the money. It's considered money you earned, so you pay tax on it. You know what I mean? Even if it was whatever, however you got it, doesn't matter. It's money you got. So you could say, according to Rava, that the schus of the Adon has to do with the fact that the Eved got money. So there has to be some schus to the Adon for that, so he gets a schus achilas peros. It's not tashlumen for him. It's not considered his hefset. But he still has a schus in what the Eved collects.
It seems to be more difficult, right?
That's simple. That's like, listen, there's a separate halacha that if you are Konan Eved Ivri, you get a schus in what he collects. So he collects this. Even though he has a right to it, he collects it. That's just the din and owning Eved Ivri. But that's not the machlokas Rav and Abaye. Because the main machlokas is Abaye holds that the Adon gets Sheves. Rava holds that the Eved gets Sheves. It's just that there's this thing that the Adon is El Kuperos. But the major machlokas seems to be who gets the Sheves. So the question is, and we're going to see, Tosfos changes the girsa. Tosfos says, no, it's not possible for the Eved to get the Sheves. Really, the Sheves has to go to the Rav also. Well, maybe at least he says...
Which way are we going?
Sheves, yeah, I'm sorry. So Tosfos does change the girsa and say that the Sheves really does go... He agrees with Abaye that the Sheves really goes to the Rav. It's just that according to Rava, there's a schus achilas peros that the Adon gets to be ochel peros of the nezek.
Right.
Okay, that's the machlokas. But at least according to the riff and according to the way this the gemara is that the machlokas is who gets the sheves. So the question is, what's the machlokas? What's the machlokas whether the Eved gets the sheves or whether the Adon gets the sheves?
I mean, it sounds ridiculous that the Eved would get the sheves.
Huh?
It just sounds ridiculous that the Eved would get the Sheves at all.
You want to be on record with that?
Are you talking about Machlokas?
No, just according to the Rif, according to this Gears in the Gemara, the Machlokas in the Gemara, Hakol Yonas and La'Eved, including Sheves, and the Rav is just Ochel Peros. That means the Eved gets the Sheves. According to Abaye, the Sheves goes to the Rav. What's the Machlokas?
Eved got paid. We did a certain guy. Eved made a deal. Like, listen, I'm going to do XYZ for 7 years.
Yeah.
He got paid. The transaction was complete. So what Sheves, it doesn't effectuate him one way or the other. Whatever he, the exchange that he made in the beginning of the Abdus,
yeah.
it was...
Our job is to try to understand it.
I know, I'm asking it. It doesn't seem to make any sense.
But you got to give it some time. Let it ferment a little. What do you think? What say you? Should we leave it for next week? Because we'll do the Tosfos next week. The Tosfos is interesting. The Tosfos is, he changes the gears and he says, Vakasha, Sheves Katana, Lama lo yeh kolarav. Ala kolarav garcina, and Sheves Katana, kola atzma, Sheves Gadola, yelaka karka varavo chuperos. Shema said hu b'ktias yado. The guy will like that. So he changes the gears and makes the machlokas purely a machlokas and whether there's a schus achilas peros. And as Abaye holds, Abaye agrees that the Rav gets the Sheves, the Eved gets the Nezek. According to the way Tosos learns, the Eved will get the Nezek, will buy Karka with it, the Rav will be Ochel Peros against that Nezek, and then will keep the Sheves for himself. So the Machlokas is just a matter of Schos Achilles Peros and Nezek. Different thing according to Tosos.
According to Tosos, he would get the Peros, Schos Peros from...
For Nezek, and he'll keep the Sheves completely.
Well, he's buying Karka with that.
Karka just with Nezek. Sheves goes right in his pocket. Okay, so so first we'll understand the Rif's Girsa, and then we'll understand Tosos, the way Tosos learns the Machlokas for next week.